Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Shotgun snap to Mahomes, drops back with a pump. Chased by Van Noy, he hits it. The ball's loose. And Mahomes is going to cover up on it at the 26-yard line.
You got this.
The clock
flustered.
At 10 and 9. It continues to count down, and Andy Reid will not take a timeout. The Patriots are going to head to the locker room
flustered.
At halftime of the AFC Championship, and Kyle Van Noy is having himself a night.
Hour number two, Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub. Joining us now on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline, a guy who's headed back to the Super Bowl, Patriots linebacker Kyle Van Noy. Kyle!
Yo, I was just dancing right now.
That
got me hyped.
Yeah.
That gave me the chills. What's up?
You going to go any dance clubs in Atlanta with us? Like dance around a little bit?
Nah, I got to stay focused on the game, man.
You've obviously played in huge games. I mean, have you ever, I don't want to say played that well. I thought that was the best game you ever played here as a Patriot.
I appreciate that. You know, I feel like when the lights are brightest, you know, that's when I feel like the best comes out of you. And, you know, that's what I was trying to do for my team. I feel like I played pretty well in the last one, too. It just, you know, sometimes things get a little overshadowed. So, it's all good. It's all love. I love winning, man.
Who said you didn't play well in the last one? Who overshadowed that?
Just the comeback victories.
Oh,
you know?
Okay. I got you. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm not a me guy. I'm a team guy. I don't care if however many stats I get.
Right.
I just want to win.
How about your team then? How about your defense? Do you feel that you guys are playing your best football right now and it's all happening at the right time of the year?
Oh, that's a good question. I want to say yes, but then, you know, a couple plays in that last game where you just want to, you know, just get mad, I guess is the best way to say it. I feel like we are playing pretty well, but I think we can take it up a notch and just need to be more attention to detail, more focused, and, you know, what better way to play the best game than this one coming up? I mean, that would just make a lot of people mad.
Your offense started that football game with two massive drives. What was going on defensively on the bench as you guys are sitting there? I know it was cold and you're sitting there, but going over things, were you amazed, you know, like that 14-play drive, 15-play drive to open a game and just shove it right down their throat?
I mean, that's exactly what we talked about all week. And, you know, we were just like, hell yeah, this is exactly what we just want, this game grimy. I like that. And it's cold. Ooh, yeah. I just want more of it type of deal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You just want more of that. You like that? You're like, ooh, yeah, I like that. Ooh, yeah, keep it going.
I like that. I just sit there like, hey, you guys play. Yeah. Keep that going. I'm stay warm.
Yeah, and, you know, we just wanted, when we got on the field, we just wanted to give the ball back because we just wanted to keep watching greatness.
Does that excite you guys, like, that when you get together and you're getting ready to go out there after the kick? Does it say, like, oh, man, like, does it give you a spark how well the offense is playing?
Yeah, I feel like the team feeds off each other. You know, the offense feeds off the defense, special teams. You know, when everyone's making plays, it's kind of like a chain reaction. And we just need to keep that momentum throughout the entire game. We can't let up. We just got to keep that pedal down. And, you know, it's funny. I'll tell you a story in the game real quick. My guy, Chadio, the offensive receivers coach, man, he about took off my hand when they scored the when we went up 14-0. He was up in my grill, yelling, hooting and hollering, gave me a high five and about broke my hand. And I love that. You know, I love the passion. That's a reason why we play this game, so you can act a fool like that and just enjoy the moment. I love it.
No, I mean, but I've never seen a locker room. I told Beetle this too. And going in a locker room after a game, I've never seen a locker room that excited and as emotional, even after Super Bowl wins, because I think the Super Bowl takes
right.
so much out of you mentally.
Kyle, you've won the AFC Championship game twice before these last couple of years.
Never saw that.
This one felt special. Was this one special to you and your teammates?
Yeah. You know, it kind of gave me chills thinking about it just because of everything. This year has been amazing, and to go on the road like that against a team like that and come out with a win, it was, you know, I'll tell my kids about that one. That was special, and then do it with the guys that are here is we're really close. And I think honestly, just after what happened last year in the Super Bowl, and you know, I feel like guys are hungry, and I feel like we got humbled, and it was a humbling experience, and you know, we're not taking things for granted, and it's beautiful when it happens like that, and you know, not the losing part, but to go through a humbling experience in the process to be where we're at now, it's that much more satisfying.
We're talking with Patriots linebacker Kyle Van Noy. We were watching last night inside the NFL. They had the highlight package and recap, and Julian Edelman was mic'd up for it, and he does a lot of yelling. Man, does he do a lot of yelling. Is there a point where you guys just sort of ignore him and just say, oh, yeah, that's just Julian doing his thing? Like, he's just yelling at everybody all night long.
I mean, matter of fact, he was just yelling just a second ago.
But does he yell that today?
You got to win today. We got to win today.
Oh, win today. Okay.
Yeah, you got to win today.
So you win each individual day, and you build the days up during the week.
Oh. Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, he was yelling, hooting, hollering, and just talking trash like a little man syndrome he has.
Little man. He's selling any shirts or anything? He's not doing that beat LA thing again, is he?
What? I mean, did he get another fine?
Oh, I don't know. Where did he get the first fine?
No, I just messed around.
Oh, okay.
I told him that he only made T-shirts because he got fined.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he had to pay the fines. He actually got fined big time.
Yeah,
there's three fines, 60 grand.
Yeah, end of the regular season, he was.
It was that much?
60 grand on three hits,
I did not know that.
Yeah, bull crap.
He was not happy about that.
Well, maybe he's not a heady player anymore.
Hey, just so you know, Monday night, media night, we're going to be down there, our show. Since we're the flagship station, we do a lot of interviews with the guys during our time. So we got to get you over there on the side. We got to do this again to keep this train rolling.
Yeah, you already know. I love the KVN show with you guys.
You can have the KVN show. We'll put that logo up.
I love being on with you guys. I love you guys have good questions. I love the back and forth we have. You know, we have a lot of fun. I like it.
I'll tell you, that first take's trying to get me on, too. If I go on live with Kellerman, I'll get you a clip of it. So we'll send it to
you. Hell yeah. I hope you get on with Kellerman.
I'll put his ass in his place. Yeah.
You need to say something to him, like, you know, what's the deal, man? I did respect that Shannon Sharp finally came around, and Stephen A. and actually Woody actually finally said something to him, like, you're talking crazy right now. So
you guys are doing a hell of a job of embracing the noise.
Keep it up.
Embracing it, using it, all of it.
Yeah, well, we just want to put on for the title town and, you know, all the former players and, you know, for the people behind the scenes that don't get talked about, you know, we want to bring something special back to this place to celebrate with everybody because it's amazing to be around. I mean, I was watching the Celtics game last night against Miami, and I don't think we talk enough and celebrate enough how crazy it is to live in Boston right now with all the sports teams. I mean, kids are you know, I tell them all the time, you guys are spoiled, but I'm spoiled too, and you guys are too, to watch, you know, what the Red Sox are doing, what the Celtics got going, what the Bruins got going, and us. I mean, it's so fun to be around here and live here right now, and I hope we all just enjoy it.
You were one of the guys that went to the hockey game, right, together as a group? Prior to
yeah,
Winter Classic?
Yeah. Yeah, that was sick. We got some jerseys, and, you know, we got to cheer on our guys. And, it's fun to watch, you know, other people work and do what they do and do what they love. And, you know, it's sick. You know, I want to shout out all the sports teams, you know, and Pats Nation for supporting. It's amazing.
All right, Kyle. So are you anxious to get to Atlanta and sort of get the week going at this point?
Yeah, I wish it was February 3rd already.
Play it right
now. Yeah, I mean, going Sunday. Like, I think last year we left on Monday. It's kind of nice to get down there on Sunday, right? Get ahead of it.
Yeah. I think that's what just feels right. And I think we're excited to get down there and get to work. We've been working hard. We've been working extremely hard to get back to this point. And we're anxious. We're anxious to go.
Get a new suit for the trip? Anything? Get new shoes?
Ooh, you know I got that swag coming. I actually got my guy coming today. Oh. I'm about to get all tailored and everything and looking good.
You'll have that ready by Sunday.
Oh yeah, he's got to put the rush order for me, man. Damn.
Well, that's what you get when you go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
that's what you get. That's the kind of.
What happens? You get 10 tackles in the AFC title game.
Yeah, that's what happens.
That's true.
No, it's because I'm a good guy, man. Come on.
That's what you, you know what? Keep telling yourself that.
It's because I'm a nice guy, man.
Yeah, we appreciate it, man.
Well,
thanks.
We'll try and catch up with you on Monday.
See you Monday.
All right, fellas. I'll see y'all Monday. Can't wait. Pats Nation, baby. Let's go.
All right, Kyle Van Noy, Patriots linebacker. It's the KVN show here on Zolak and Bertrand. He is brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Patriots linebacker Kyle Van Noy, our thanks to him as the Patriots go back to the Super Bowl. Super Bowl 53 in Atlanta, and as we mentioned, opening night happens on Monday. Opening night.
See, that's
great.
Not
media day, not media night, opening night.
Yeah, going, you know, I remember last year, we went down on Monday, we had to rush to media night. Everybody's trying to fly to get to the, it was in St. Paul, right, at the arena.
This year they said, let's just go Sunday and get ahead of it.
Let's get ahead of it, relax, yeah.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
So yesterday, Rams safety, John Johnson.
Who?
John Johnson.
Big Johnson.
John Johnson.
Sounds like a jerky boys fake that. This is Jocko Johnson.
It's Pete Peterman on the phone.
Yeah, like if your name was...
Dr. Rosen.
Yeah.
If your name was, last name was like Bilstein. Here's my son, Bilstein. Who names their kid, like, gives them the first name of the first part of their last name?
I went to school with a kid named Robbie Beebe. Beebe Tire and Wheel.
It'd be like,
oh, that's my son, Robbie.
It's my friend, Bertrand.
Right? Right?
Yeah.
Cam Cameron, right?
Yeah. You hear Cam Cameron's name, you think D-bag.
Cam Cameron. Well, John Johnson III.
John Johnson.
From Boston College. He was a third-round pick last year. He has
a new guy.
He made some headlines yesterday by saying Brady is beatable. And you say, you're like, what?
What do you think Tlaib did?
What are you supposed to say? I'm mocking this. He didn't really give a lot of bulletin board material. In fact, here's what he said.
Just going against Tom Brady, though. I mean, this guy that I'm sure you grew up watching just like everybody. I mean, what does that kind of feel like?
Oh, I mean, it's like, it's an honor, honestly. Like, I mean, he's an all-time great. He's been to the Super Bowl, like 9 times? So, I mean, oh, he's beatable, though. So, I mean, we just can't go in there with the mindset of, oh, it's Tom Brady. Like, he's definitely beatable. So, we're going to go in there and give him a go.
That's a bad, bad tease by
definitely
you.
Definitely beatable.
You are terrible with that tease.
No, but that's how it's being played up now.
Oh, that's so bad.
Is that there's like trash talking. You know
no.
what? This will be a true test. Do the Patriots turn that into
no.
some sort? Yes, they will.
No, they're not going to do
Julian
that.
Julian Edelman's on the sideline screaming
it's
at Tom
honor,
Brady,
blah,
you're
blah.
Too old. Yeah,
it's, but that's been done.
Which is who? Max Kellerman? Who said he's too old to win?
Too old. Too, yeah. too old.
Kellerman.
Not too young.
Like one
too
guy.
Too young. Right.
Like a guy has said he's too old. Or the guy from whoever he is who wrote the blog post on Bleacher Report a couple weeks ago. Bleacher Report and Kellerman. Too old.
Talking about people.
Oh, he's the one that's gotten the attention is he's definitely beatable. Like, well, yeah, no kidding. He's lost football games like everybody's lost football games before. He's lost Super Bowls before. Like other guys have lost Super Bowls before. He's definitely beatable. In fact, he started off that quote by saying it's an honor to play against Tom Brady. It's an honor. If they twist this into bulletin board material, this is next
level
twisting.
Next level twisting.
Well, the headline on NBC Sports Boston says, Rams safety, : Brady's definitely beatable.
And that's the headline. Brady's definitely beatable. It's making headlines
today. Oh, the guy that lost five road games is beatable this year. Interesting. Yeah. Tennessee beat him.
You know, it's a little trash there.
No.
He's definitely beat him.
Not when you hear it in context, no.
617-779-0985. George in Methuen. George, thanks for hanging on.
Hello, Georgie.
What's up, Cyril? How you doing, Mark?
Good. What's up?
No, it's just about the Joe and Tom Brady. Listen, I love Joe. I watched him. That's my team. But let's be realistic, guys. You know, I've never seen what Brady's done. You know, I didn't see it in the 80s. I've never seen this. This is, like, impressive. This is unbelievable. Best of all time, not even close, Joe. It's not even second next to Brady. You know what I mean? And this is from a big fan of Joe, you know?
Yeah, I mean, Joe's running backs were Roger Craig and Marcus Allen, Hall of Famer.
Yes.
Joe threw to John Taylor and Jerry Rice.
And Jerry Rice, yeah.
Dallas Clark. Who was the tight end? Brent Jones was the tight end. Yeah, he had good,
yep,
he had good players around
him. Right.
Tom Rathman.
He had good players around.
Joe's good. Joe's good. I think Joe's a better passer than Tom.
Better passer how, though?
Silky smooth. Anticipation. Delivery of the ball.
You're talking...
spiral. Just thrower. He's a better thrower than Tom. Yeah. Not a better quarterback.
You're thinking Dwight Clark, not Dallas Clark.
I said Dwight Clark.
I said you had the wrong Clark.
Wrong. Say Dallas Clark?
Yeah, you did. It's okay.
I guess a PUD tight end from Indy.
It's understandable. Dwight Clark, Dallas Clark.
Dwight Clark, the catch.
Of course.
Passed away this year. It's sad.
Fortunate. Jacques and Lowell.
Jacques.
Hello, gentlemen. You covered most of the points, and it sucks to just argue against Joe Montana, but the number of times he missed the playoffs.
He's brought it on himself. Yep.
You know, yeah.
Yes. There is a there's a good way of looking at it as well.
No, is there?
When there's one of those days, Hardy, one of those days, is it not?
Oh, wait, on the phones?
No.
On the phones.
Oh, yeah. No, the guy to your right.
Hold on, I'm looking at my phone here. You mean on the phones? You mean on the phone, Spittle? Yeah, it's one of those days.
Oh, yeah, I'm the problem.
No, you are the problem, though. You better shave that beard before.
Chris and Natick emailed us and said, hey, Beetle, to help you debunk the point that Montana is better than Brady simply because he never threw a pick in the biggest games, look at the other five times he was eliminated from the playoffs.
Yeah. Sorry.
The problem is, this is two of Zoe's favorite all-time people. He can't argue against it.
I'm not. Tom's the best. He's greatest.
In the five other games that Montana was eliminated in before he got to the Super Bowl because he wasn't good enough to get his team to the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
That's such a dick thing to say. He had, in those games, those five games he got eliminated in, four touchdowns and five picks. Mm. He had more picks than he had touchdowns. And he had more interceptions than touchdowns in three of the games. So he didn't throw any picks in the Super Bowl, but he threw plenty of them on his way to not getting to the Super Bowl in those biggest games of the season type of situations in the playoffs.
It's the only other jersey of a man's name that I wore on my back and walked around and thought it was cool. I like, this is the greatest. I had Joe's red one and his white one. I love the San Francisco white jersey. I said that Montana. Oh.
Joe is in the car. Hey, Joe.
Hey, boys. So you got to start pumping it up on Friday, I would say. Start really setting the tone here.
To do what? Okay? Like, you realize I got to work all next week and all night, all next week.
You are not sleeping from what, Friday?
No. That's after the game. That's after the game. I sleep during the week. I sleep. Got to get ready for the next day. Like Edelman said, you got to win the day.
All right. And you're old, too. Remember that. Just remember.
Age is what you feel.
Beatles, start screaming at them. You know, you're old. You can't do it. All right. Anyways. Hey, before my Montana thing, I had to listen in the entire game on Sunday. Good stuff. You had my heart fluttering, buddy.
Yeah, my heart was fluttering.
Yeah, I could hear it all over.
Stand up. Should I sit up? What did I do last year? I bought three. You sat down, so I sat down. I was like a freaking jackrabbit.
Talk sometimes too, by the way.
Yeah.
Let Sosie talk?
Yeah, you got to let him talk. Stop interrupting.
He talks the whole time. Fourth year player.
All right, Joe.
Father was a young man. 15
seconds we never got to take.
Held a job as a steel worker for his family members, worked in the sea. Young man from the Naval Academy. Good calls today.
Mark is in Maine. Do you have a take, Mark? Because I need one from somebody.
Yeah, I hate it when these, you know, whenever the athletes are asked, you know, do you think you're the best ever? Or, you know, how do you rate somebody's performance? If they say anything other than, that's not up to me to decide. That's up to you guys to decide.
Well, Brady does that.
What do you hate that they're going to get killed for it if they don't answer just that one way?
What are they supposed to? What do you expect them to say?
What I expect them to say is, you know, I'm looking forward to the next game. That's up to you guys to talk about. I'm not here to talk about it.
Well, that's what you just said. They said, but you were ready to criticize it if they said that. You know, like Brady said that stuff last week. Like, yeah, it's for, we'll see. That's for you people to decide. And then there's a staffer that tells Mike Giardi came off the field and said, I'm the baddest mother bleeper to ever walk the planet. Like, that's what he really thinks, you know? he can't say that at the podium, even though he thinks it.
But if you go back and watch after Super Bowl 51, Mark Wahlberg is on the field. Yes.
Who left?
Mark Wahlberg is on the field. And, oh, you know what? It had to have been maybe the Seattle Super Bowl. What game did he leave?
He left the 28-3 game.
Okay, so it must have been Seattle.
Yeah.
Must have been that game. He sees Brady on the field, and he goes, you are the greatest of all time.
Oh, no, it was Seattle.
And yeah, he says, you're the greatest. And Brady goes, oh, I don't know about that. Like, and that's like private conversation. He totally refuted it. It was like, oh, no, don't do that to me. I don't know about that. And that was when he won 4, not 5.
Mm.
But I think that's sort of a glimpse into some honest thoughts on that from him. Just because you say you're...
See, you know what it is, too? And I've done these sit-downs with him. We're going to do another one next week. When you start going over things and you start trying to chronicalize things or look back and judge things and the age thing, he gets pissed off if you ask about age. Like, age is a number. Or when you're saying, you never mention the end. Or you never rank something. He says, that's for when you're done. He's a big believer in you don't touch that stuff until you're done. Legacy is not completely written yet, which is good, which tells you he's not ready to retire.
Doesn't have to be.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be completely written. But I can tell you, this game, Super Bowl 53, big swing game in the record.
I think it's a huge swing game. 5-4, much
There's
different.
There's a massive difference between and it's stupid that we do this, or that anyone would say it's bad to get to the Super Bowl and lose versus not getting there at all.
He gets the 6-3. We can't even have this fun with the Montana clips.
6-3 versus 5-4. That's a big sort of swing.
Yeah.
But today, I'm the greatest of all time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's all I can think about when he said,
Mama told me, I said to Jim,
I was like, Jim, do we have Ricky Henderson? Please tell me we have Ricky Henderson.
Mama, you do know best.
I guess Mom do knows best.
Ricky Henderson.
Hey,
I am the greatest of all time.
I used to play with a guy that wore the same hard hat as you do, John Olerud.
What?
Yeah, I played with you. He went up to John Olerud.
Yeah, that story has since been debunked, which sucks.
Oh, it has?
Yeah.
That was my favorite.
It's an awesome story.
How about the story of him
framing the check? Remember, when did he frame the check? And then they were like, why didn't you cash it?
$1 million bonus.
A $1 million bonus check. He took the check and he framed it.
Well, maybe.
And put it on the wall. And then they went to him and were like, how come you didn't cash the check? And, well, it's framed on my wall.
Well, maybe you people are so stupid that he was so far ahead of all this online banking stuff on your phone.
Yeah, he was.
He was able to zap the picture. And deposit it right
Well,
there.
He helped develop the software for online banking.
Sure he did. His mom.
I think Lanny knows the story, like who it was, but after he struck out and he was walking back to the dugout, whoever's on the on-deck circle heard Ricky Henderson say to himself as he's walking away, Henderson strikes out and he's walking back, he says to himself, it's okay, Ricky, you're still the greatest.
But today, I'm the greatest of all time. Thank you.
Beautiful. The guy walking up to the batter's box.
Like,
did he just say that to himself?
Beautiful.
What the hell? Mm. That's okay, Ricky. You're still the greatest.
Your smart speaker knows a lot about Boston sports.
Stupid me.
Just said. Play 98.5 The Sports Hub. Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times. Yeah.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
Report from Ian Rappaport, NFL Network on Twitter today. Ex-Bucks coach, that's ex-Buccaneers coach, and Ohio State defensive coordinator Greg Schiano is here in Mobile, Senior Bowl this week, to explore his NFL opportunities. Nothing is done, but the spot that appears likely is the Patriots. In a top defensive role.
Note they don't say defensive coordinator.
Correct.
Sources tell at James Palmer TV, James Palmer, another reporter for NFL Network, and me with Brian Flores taking the Dolphins job, Schiano slides in. So nothing is done, it says, but I guess it's close to being the case. Greg Schiano, this is a name that's been rumored. It seems like a guy that Belichick likes and respects, and he obviously has a defensive background.
So plug, he could plug and go, understands the systems, had his players. Yeah, makes sense. Makes sense. Bring him in or Brendan Daly.
It doesn't make sense that he's out there looking for jobs.
How so? What do you mean by that?
He could be out there scouting.
He's down here looking for jobs.
He could be out there scouting.
It appears he's headed to the Patriots.
Could be out down there scouting. Could be down there scouting defensive players, but you don't know that quietly.
Right. What if he's not there looking for jobs, Jim? What if he's just there because he's...
Greg, go down and look at some linebackers and some interior guys.
If they're hiring him, right, and they've told him they're hiring him, they're not going to announce it now. They're not going to... And he's got nothing that he's going to...
They did with McDaniels.
Right. What do you mean?
When Bill O'Brien left, they hired McDaniels as a consultant, knowing that he would be the next offensive coordinator.
But he's also a guy who had been here before. You're not going to bring a new guy in. That's it. See, I think there's a difference there. A guy who had been there a long time before leaving and then coming back, he's able to come right back in because the players know him. They're familiar with him. The guys who are on the staff are guys that he's worked with before. Schiano, that's not the case. It's a different situation when it's a guy coming into the team and into the organization. They're not going to announce right now that they're hiring him. Brian Flores hasn't even officially accepted the Dolphins gig yet. They're not going to do anything. They don't have to. They're focused on the Super Bowl.
Darren Harmon's Instagram post game kind of confirmed that he's going to the Dolphins.
Oh no, I mean I know that he is. We all know that he is. He's not turning his back on them. He's not going to pull a Josh McDaniels.
What does Instagram say, Jim?
He just had his own phone rolling on while they were doing the trophy presentation on the stage.
Oh.
And he's like, oh, here's Chung, here's so-and-so, here's Flo. He's going to the Dolphins, so it doesn't matter. And then he goes, here's so-and-so, here's so-and-so.
No, but they know.
I mean, everybody knows. He's going to the Dolphins.
I'm just saying, like, if a player says it about a guy, like, that's official, right?
Well, I don't know what you define as official. Has he signed a contract yet? No.
Have they hired anybody? No.
No, not officially.
Interesting.
But here's the thing. I don't think they would bring Schiano in that consultant role the way they did with McDaniels. So right now, he would have nothing to do. And he doesn't have a contract with Patriots.
Let's go scout.
Hey, why don't you just head down to the Senior Bowl? Take a look. We can't go. We're tied up.
Yeah, tell people you're looking for jobs.
Right?
Yeah.
Is the Penn State thing going to be an issue here?
What Penn State thing?
The thing that kept him from getting the Tennessee job last year.
Oh, no. No.
You think it comes up?
Probably will. Look at the Patricia stuff that came up after the fact. Look at Urban Meyer. People thought Urban Meyer wasn't even going to coach.
I got to be honest, Jim. I had forgotten all about it until you just mentioned it.
He was the head coach of Tennessee.
No, I know. That was only a year ago. How soon we forget? And Tennessee backed out and said no thanks. That's an interesting question. And I have to go back and read it. He was alleged to have known things or have heard things and then not reporting. Wasn't that sort of the allegation? I remember Deadspin had a huge story on that.
Yeah, like wasn't 100% sure on it.
Right?
But people heard things. Yes.
It says Greg Schiano was sure, blah, 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 blah.
Look at all the people that came out of Penn State and still held jobs after that, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Bradley and people. Everybody knew Paterno.
Here it is. Schiano, who was an assistant at Penn State, 1990 to 95, was named in a deposition of Mike McQueary. Remember him?
Yep, quarterback.
So he was the key witness in all of this. Big part of this with the Jerry Sandusky case. McQueary testified that Tom Bradley, who was another assistant, had told him.
Tom recruited me.
So McQueary said, Tom Bradley told me that Schiano had witnessed Sandusky abusing a child. So it's secondhand, and the deposition, here it is, the text from the deposition. Bradley said another assistant coach had come to him in the early 90s about a very similar situation to mine. He said that he had someone come to him as far back as early as the 80s about seeing Jerry Sandusky doing something with a boy. Did he identify the other coaches that had given him this information? The one in the early 90s? Yes. And who was that? Greg Schiano. Greg Schiano? Yes. And did he give you any details about what Coach Schiano had reported to him? No, only that he had. I can't remember if it was one night or one morning, but that Greg had come into his office white as a ghost and said he saw Jerry doing something with a boy in the shower. So that is McQueary saying that Tom Bradley had once told him this story about Schiano. Schiano has denied it. Schiano put out a statement right away saying that he was not aware of any of the abuse taking place by Sandusky and that it's an unsubstantiated allegation. And when this all happened, he lost his job. This was November of 17, so like a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
Tennessee.
I thought it was more than 2 years ago.
Tennessee backed out of hiring him as their head coach when this came out. Yeah.
And where's he go? To Ohio State. Urban Meyer.
Oh, he was already at Ohio State. He was going to be hired from Ohio State.
Yeah, he was at Ohio State. He was going to leave that D.C. job and go to.
How many years was he D.C. there?
It's like third-hand information, though. Somebody told him that somebody told him that he saw it.
Right. Right. And that was enough for Tennessee to say, nope, we're not getting involved in this.
Mm. Well, no, that wasn't enough. After the protests, they said, we're not going to. Yeah. They were okay hiring him. It's the protests.
I mean, the question at the time was how aware was Tennessee of this even being out there and even being the case? Like Greg Schiano. But now
I don't know. It was out there, though. It was pretty
well known,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember it being a focal point of the entire Penn State thing.
Yeah, this is like when the kid from Maryland died, and then, you know, they didn't do anything with the coach. You didn't fire him. You didn't suspend him. You know, you're investigating it, and then you waited for the public outcry. Then it was way over the top, and then you go back, you reinstate the guy. Next thing you know, you're firing him again. That's, you know, you react to public opinion, and that's what happened down in Tennessee. So now, it's not like he's in a deposition saying, I saw this. You know what I mean? So I don't understand how it would affect him here.
Right. There's no direct witness to it saying that, you know, no, he came in and told me.
It's a different game. You're in a pro game. You're not recruiting kids. You know, you're not spending time with men and turning it over.
No one's accusing Greg Schiano of doing
it. No, I know that, but seeing it and that he saw it there.
617-779-0985. On a lighter note, Zoe, you mentioned yesterday that you might like to open a doggy daycare.
I did.
Well, we've got...
For morons like Tangway that have nothing to do but still drop the dog off.
We'll tell you where Tangway is today, but more importantly, we'll tell you about Zoe's new doggy daycare.
Just tell me about my dog daycare.
Known as Zoe's Canine Kingdom.
It's your workday made tolerable.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, why not us?
Zoe, Lack, and Bertrand.
Buckle your chin strap.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I don't know where Zoe is, Hardy. I don't know where he went. He's having one of those days.
We got this. We got it.
He's having one of those days today. What?
Make sure you get the big Y for your big game needs. I just do all my Super Bowl reads for next week.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to be here. Your party platters, wings, subs.
Great.
Big pizzas.
Thanks. All right. Welcome back.
Big Y, New England. And you, a great team.
Yesterday, you talked about the possibility of opening up some sort of doggy daycare. Because we were talking about Tangway and Frisco. And he brings Frisco down to the doggy farm.
Hello, Frisco. I'm going to abandon you now for the next 4 hours.
Not really a tough-looking dog.
Hello, Frisco.
We found out that Maz brings his dog to the same place.
Another weirdo.
Only one day a week, says Maz, but he brings his dog there, too.
Can you explain to me why it's only one out of seven?
I said, is it a farm? And Maz said, no, but the woman who runs it lives in a farmhouse. So it sounds pretty
much... No, but the kitchen has a farmer's sink.
So,
does that count?
So it sounds like it's just a house that's, you know, got some land.
With a big yard.
So this big yard.
This is so great.
And they take your dogs.
If this is so great and it's so good for the dog, why is Maz only doing one day out of seven?
Maybe that there's only one day out of the week where they don't have someone to keep an eye on the dog.
Yeah.
Maybe someone's home the rest of the time.
You people freaks, you dog owners that think that, like, the dog's going to rip your house apart.
How often do you leave your dog home alone?
He could stay
for 5 hours at a whack.
Between a 4 to 8 hour stretch and hold his water. That sucker, you could go long count with him all day long. Ain't first snap, quick snap, first sound. Bentley could hold his water, man.
Probably bad
if he played left tackle, we're going to go extended. You bob your head count, all that stuff.
How's his fitness level, your dog?
I'd say not great, but...
Say 20 pounds overweight?
He could drink a bowl of water, sit there and follow some patches around, and he ain't going to complain.
Good life for a dog.
Oh, I imagine that living at Zoe's house.
That dog goes
is
outside. He
life.
Can't wait to come back in. We put a shock collar on him. We didn't even need to get it. Like, what did I told her? Like, what the hell do you think? He's going to run away.
It's like Yellow Dog from Funny Farm.
Exactly. Perfect kind of dog.
Move the tail away from the fire.
Our buddy, with the smoke pincher. Yes.
Our buddy Tom in Worcester put together, he's starting a marketing campaign for your new side business.
Right.
He thinks.
These people are brilliant.
He's done some research. He's done some market research.
Right.
He's, you know, seeing what might be attractive to dog owners, and he came up with Zoe's Canine Kingdom.
This is another Tom and Worcester song?
Yes.
I hope the crime rate in Worcester is zero, okay? Yeah. Because...
He got nothing but time.
He said,
this
took him 1 hour to put together.
Okay.
This guy paints, he delivers wood.
How many cat burglars did you catch in an hour, Beetle? I don't know. I'm just saying.
But I'm just
the
saying,
crime
man,
rate better be
it's
nothing.
Another Tom and Worcester.
I like this because I got 4 acres. I can put a fence in the back and take money from all these morons that drop dogs off.
Okay.
Good.
All right. If you've got a dog that you don't like, with just a few exits off the bike, we'll tie to a chain
attached to a spike and so. Did you buy a cute dog you saw on a popular TV sitcom and then realize that it was more work than you thought? At Zoe's Canine Kingdom, we're happy to take your money and your four-legged pal. Drop-off couldn't be easier. Just tie Fido up to the Rent'em exit sign off 495. Tweet Zoe and he'll send one of his minions to pick the dog up for a fun-filled day of romping and pooping in Zoe's neighbor's yard. That's right, at Zoe's Canine Kingdom, we've got all the latest dog toys like old radiator hoses, tube socks tied into knots, and the ever ever-popular random tree stick. So the next time you find yourself saying, why did I buy this stupid dog? Don't drop him off deep in the woods in upstate New Hampshire. Just head on out to Zoe's Canine Kingdom.
Taking care of man's best friend is a chore that never seems to end. Doggy daycare is the latest trend. That's Zoe's Canine Kingdom.
That's better than any sales jingle we put together at the Sports Hub. We got all these people to pay all this amounts of money to put these corny jingles together, and that's the best one I ever heard.
Tie them up to the exit sign on 495 and Rentham.
And then I'll be back.
I'll
back and pick them up. I got it. I got this figured out too, because we got a lot of those old big barns out by us in Rentham. There's a lot of farms out there. You always got all these farm cats. They don't even know you got cats out there. They probably regenerate themselves and everybody live off the land. Pick up one of them cats, tie a rope to it, tied to a stick in my yard. Keep them dogs busy all day.
Radiator hoses.
Let them chase the cat around.
Tie them tube socks.
Don't need that. Just get a throw a cat in the
and a tree
of
stick.
Dogs.
How about an old tire?
An old shoe.
Doggy daycare. It's the latest trend. Zoe's Canine.
You know what? That's a really long jingle.
That's like a 1 minute spot right there.
I got lost in it. That's pretty good, Tom.
108.
We can shorten that up.
Shorten that up to half hour.
No problem.
Half hour?
I mean, half a minute.
It's a full 1 minute spot right there.
Hey, JT.
We don't do the 1 minute spots anymore.
Get JT on that. 30s. JT will sell the hell out of that.
Even 30s sound long these days. Yeah, well, we'll cut that down to a 30.
We need to get signage, too.
Well, just tack it up like around the neighborhood and at the exit sign, you know, like you would for a yard sale.
Oh, I got it. You know how? Hey,
drop your dog.
You ever be driving on one of those back streets and you know, say you don't have a lot of quarter wood at home. You'll see the sectioned off. Like I got a guy out by me. It's got 9 of those half drums cut, but he stacks wood in it and he charges $5 for each hole. You could go up to his house, put $5 in his little can. And take the wood out of one of those cylinders. It's a big round cylinder, and he's got 9 of them stacked. So he's always feeding wood into it. And you could just go, oh, you need some wood, good seasoned firewood, $5, take that bin, like you see at Stop and Shop.
So why don't you get a collection of those bins? Only put your dog in the bin.
I'm not home 10 to 2.
Right.
Stick the dog in there, tie it to the back, like put him down on the ground so it's not like up, elevated. Put the dog in a hole in like a bucket. And then clip it to a little ring on the bottom. Put your money in the little tin, and I'll take care of it when I get home.
It's not a bad idea. What if I don't want the dogs to get away. How about this?
I just can see Zoe being like Caesar Milan, like walking with 25 dogs behind.
I do that. Dogs love me.
Yeah. The dog whisperer is here.
My dog's always licking.
How about this, though? As a prerequisite to drop off, you got to take your dog's ear, just one ear, and do like a hole punch in it. And then you leave a bunch of zip ties there near the container area, and you just kind of zip tie that ear up to the top of another hole that you punch in one of the containers. Zip ties are the new duct tape.
I figured out. I'd strap them to one of them lines and let that sucker run all day. Yeah, you could, you know, you put one of those lines in your yard from tree to tree.
Right.
They just run back and forth. They don't know what the hell's going on.
Well, you used to put them in a cage, but I thought that's BS, right. So I got him one of those lines.
I'll give him freedom. He can run all day.
He can run back and forth.
Yeah. I tell you what, there's a path worn in the damn yard.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.